substitute or any part of our daily lives. And yet there are others out there that share everything they have with us. And does this mean that I cannot tolerate disagreement? Disagreement is the only thing which allows for an interplay so that people can grow. So I welcome it. But no, I don't like anyone to put down anyone else who is trying their best. And you have a professional paper. This man yesterday said, I've got to have more. Where in the world can I get more? Well, of course, we can bury him in them. And I expect already he is. But I don't want to be hard on this one either, beyond reason. Because people must begin to think. And you certainly do not draw flies to vinegar. How dare anyone think they can get sympathetic or wonderful response when you've just insulted someone. And I find it quite unacceptable. And the next question is, well, now, what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to go away too? That's up to them. I do not compromise truth to sell a paper. And let's always keep that in mind. Now, what else do we have to go over? I know it's been several weeks now.
I'm out of goodies.
Anyone else want to have some brilliance? Especially recorded brilliance. Nora.
I don't give up easy, you know.
If it's about Lem, I don't want to hear it.
No, it's not. Marita and I saw a special display in the sky last night about 5:35 p.m., and I wondered if you'd comment on it. It was looked like a ship or maybe a missile or a satellite or a... whatever. Going across.
Whatever.
Was brilliant light, and it kind of fizzled out, but before it did, it kind of broadened itself. And I thought I saw a lighted object kind of falling away from it as it ended its light show.
Yes. It had made it to the ocean, so it just went into the ocean. It was a missile. And I think you'll find it was launched from Vandenberg, and it was a remarkable and very pleasurable display. Looked like a comet. That's very much what a shooting star looks like. Now that several of you have seen this, I'll discuss this again. When things are moving that rapidly and giving off these gases or whatever it's giving off, the friction will make it an orange glow. That's heat on the particulate. And part of what you had was the sun having set caused this to look magnificently rainbow-colored in some areas later and as it formed ice crystals and literally became white light, extremely white light. And then as it went on, it was disarmed, if you will. It was destroyed as a missile because its trajectory was incorrect. I don't know what they're going to tell you. Probably it was a wonderful launch. And you got the well, good, Al.
Paper said it was a cluster of five satellites.
Okay.
And it launched successfully.
You could see it falling into the ocean successfully. Because, yes, it did break off, and the contrail stopped, and it fell. But it was over the ocean, so you just, you just lost about $5 billion. They're still trying to spy on poor Saddam Hussein. You can read a credit card from the moon, but you have to go put those flopping U-2 planes over Iraq, and then when they get a little upset and turn off their cameras, how long do you think the U.S. would leave cameras turned on inside, let's say, even the Pentagon? Trouble, trouble, trouble stirring in the Middle East. Hussein is trying to precipitate it, and he's trying to pull the Israelis out of their nest of vipers. And I believe that they're probably going to do it. And there's going to be a very, very strong, very, very strong coalition of African states and OPEC nations, Arab nations. And this is going to be the most horrendous thing that the world will ever have experienced. And you can lay it in Israel's lap. Russia is going to rise again because of China. They are already forming their alliance. And it's going to be hell on this earth. So you better keep your focus on let's build what we can as quietly as far as international concerns are concerned. And let's give some kind of a foundation from which to grow when this thing collapses. Because you have been a Khazarian empire for so long now that you are not even going to understand what happens. You are called Little Israel. You are controlled from the Israeli puppet masters. Only they've all come to your country. And then the others are just greedmongers and power-hungry controllers, such as the George Bushes of the world. The New World Order. And they're going to clash. But you see, the big dogs up here, the power elite, just as they always have and always will, as long as they are allowed to maintain themselves, will pay for both sides. Because there's money in war. There's no money in peace. There's money and power in war, and you're going to have it, and it's going to be ugly. But you can know that Gaddafi and Mandela have formed a brotherhood between Libya and South Africa that is unbreakable, and they have the means and the way and it's going to be ugly. You see, they also know that there is technology already in use everywhere where you don't need oil. Oil is going to be a polluting factor that will be phased out when they get control of the final most precious key to power. And I'm talking about energy. But they don't have it. We have it. And they can boost my file secrecy rating right on up out of the universe. And they won't get it until we're ready. Anyone else, please? Yes.
I'd like to explain to a lot of people about Hispanics.
Where's the
mic? Well, people don't realize.
Hello? Well, people don't realize that the word Mexicano is pronounced actually Mexicano. The Aztecs were known as Mexicas or Mexicas. The word Mexicano means in Nahuatl language. In Nahuatl language speaking by Utu Aztecans. And the Utu Aztecans cover from Idaho to the Isthmus of Mexico, from the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean. This linguistic stock at one time was probably one same tribe. So we're all related to the Shoshone, the Comanche, the Hopi Indian, the Aztecs, the Chichimecos, and we go on to the Chumash, Kawasu. We're all a race, one race. You have five great nations, which is, they speak the Musqueam language. But the Mexicano is the biggest Indian nation related as linguistic stock. Thank you, Commander. I just want to clarify this for the people here.
Thank you, Jess. Would anyone like to repeat that? Well, you know, we all come along and we think we're such big dogs. We're talking now, big dogs. I'm talking about big. And when you find out the truth of your history, it is going to blow you away.
Commander, my name is Catherine, and I'm from Los Angeles. I have a TV show that I've been doing the last couple of years. And I have this character on the show called Queen Catherine, the Queen of World Peace, and I promote world peace. And I just got a deal to do a movie of this with this character, Queen Catherine. And my whole being is about promoting world peace and goodness and purity and what you speak of. Right before I was beginning the movie, I wrote the movie, I'm producing it and directing it and starring in it. And my brother, Richard, who is 43, was found on Tejon Ranch, and they said he committed suicide. My family and I, my sister says, no, he didn't. There's no way. He had gotten in his truck. He was, you know, there was a circumstance that happened that led him, away. He's from the Paso Robles area, but he had gotten his truck, had brought, you know, a sleeping bag and all these paraphernalia to, you know, go on a trip. Filled up his truck like he was headed out. Anyway, I talked to the police officer. I went over to, you know, see if I could look at the body. They wouldn't let me look at it. And I talked to the police officer. I said, look, I want you to take prints on the gun. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. It's apparent suicide, absolutely apparent suicide. And I said, no. I said, you're going to take prints on the gun. He took prints on the gun, and he came back saying that there's no prints on the gun. So I just wanted to know if maybe you have any idea what that might be.
Well, you can know without asking me that if you have a man who commits suicide and he's holding a gun or a rifle, he's going to leave prints on it. So you know there is either foul play or at the very least, cover up. So you can guess that there is both foul play and cover up. Now, what you can do about it in this society, anything positive is doubtful. Because if there was a reason for him to be taken out, it's going to go on farther back into whatever he might have had as involvement. As you move over toward that coastline, there is only one more corrupt county than Kern, and that's San Luis Obispo. So you'll have to, as a family member, find out what his interests were, why he would have gone to that area. But I don't believe that anything short of just natural cause death is suicide. So don't buy into it. It is not suicide. And to explain my reasoning further, once you ever come to understand what you couldn't consider life, this manifestation of physical things around you. And this other environment in which the physical becomes unimportant and it becomes a spiritual. When the spiritual casts off the manifest, that's called death, but it's really life. And I consider this killing of this body to be murder. On the other hand, there has to come a time of transition and a time of choices. And these are the things that I feel are so necessary that you ones begin to understand. Everything is a choice. Everything is a choice. And you will have a spiritual energy watching what is going on if there is a viable body remaining so that it can re-experience or move back, if you will. And once it has discarded any need of this body, it will go on. Many times you will have spiritual energy forms hovering, if you will, waiting to see if a body can restructure itself enough to be functioning. It doesn't necessarily have to be whole. It can be without feet or hands or whatever may happen to it. If it is too destroyed, then the soul will usually leave it, depending on the journey of the soul. What is your job? And are you going to be unable to do your job if you are locked into a body that cannot function? So these are the choices. These are the choices made at the soul level when it decides to depart the body. Many times in accidents and many times in attempted suicides, you will find that the actual suicide person is literally strung out on either alcohol or drugs or something that allows them to build up the courage because they know that on the other side it isn't going to be as great as they want to perceive. It's not all going to be over, and they know that. So it takes a great deal of a false courage to finally pull the trigger, if you will, or to do the overdose, knowing that you cannot return because you're going to have to answer either place. And sometimes when this transition is made, you're going to find a compromised mind. A bit of confusion. Someone dying in a state of intoxication, for instance, may be confused for several days before they understand that they're not controlled by that entity anymore. And they will be searching for the rest of themselves. You talk about people. Oh, I'm just searching for to find myself. That's silly in a manifest world. That's very, very feasible in the spiritual world. I'm searching for the rest of me. And I just blew it. I don't even know how I blew it, but I don't have all those faculties I used to reason, to look at things logically. I just now find myself, I just am. And I can't even really get the attention of those manifest people anymore. Or if you have an advanced spiritual being, they will be able to make connections with you. And when you really want to know what happened to somebody, ask them. and they will tell you. Violence, either bestowed upon a being, by another, or by self, they want it told. And they are desperately trying to reach through, and they will cause you, Catherine, just like any other family member, they are nagging at you. Find out, find out, find out. And trust what you receive. If you do not feel it was a suicide, then you can know jolly well it was not. And that energy form is reaching through to try to get you to find out. And you will be in a position, better than anybody, to clear it up. Because you're in the profession where you can present stories and see to it that it gets onto a screen, and these stories end up being told. Listen. This is also the time of being able to hear everybody. There are no such things as special receivers or psychics any more than you yourself. It is coming into the time of everybody being able to hear, and you have to tune down that hearing aid to make sure you don't hear it. So when something eats at you and nags at you, don't go to sleep. Don't let it become the entire focus of your life. It will drive you mad. But if there was nothing that would merit someone blowing their brains out or taking poison or doing whatever they do, then you can be sure that it's murder, not suicide. And after all, suicide is only murder of self. And this is the day where you don't even talk murder anymore. You talk suiciding. Because that is the method of annihilating your enemy.
Commander, I have one other question.
Yes.
As you have your ships and you are speaking through Dharma and you see a clear picture, do the evil forces also have ships and energy forces that can come in and interfere with the positive forces? Or is it just the elite, powerful forces that are controlling the planet using weaponry and radionics to beam out certain energetic forces to interfere with the positive forces? I mean, I feel like I'm a very, very clear channel, and the more I go into my meditations and my chants and all that I do, you know, I become more and more powerful and manifesting more and more, you know, my dream and becoming a more powerful force. And, you know, some part of me, you know, sits there and thinks, my God, my brother died right before this film. My sister committed suicide during the film. I mean, there has been no death in my family forever. And all of a sudden, you know, I feel like these negative forces trying to come up to stop me. And, you know, that they can't. They won't. There's no way. I will prevail, and I will make a difference in this planet. I will make a difference on this planet. But it's. I just want to know if they also have energetic forces that, you know, can see a clear picture. Oh, look, she's trying to rise. Let's get her.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's lessening. Hilarion has written, I think, the best work on the dark forces, on the dark energies. And you will find that there would be a time when evil would totally control and manipulate the physical environment. And for cycles, the dark energies would be given preferential treatment, if you will. They could get away with a lot of things. And then the Lighted Brotherhood would have an opportunity to counterbalance that. And you're coming into the counterbalancing time. But as you ones who are the gifted ones And I did not say select chosen ones. You are the gifted ones. You have come back with a message, with a purpose. And of course you're going to be stopped if at all possible. You are fighting the eternal satanic beings. You are confronting right and wrong. It's being confronted. And it will bring fear, threats. You know, we don't like the word torture. So that's what they will use against you. They will use against you whatever is required to terrify you and bring such fear that it immobilizes. And that's when you have to be exactly what you just said. Strong enough, have enough faith that what you believe is so, and that you keep your connections, because if you are receiving, you're receiving from somewhere. Make sure it is from the lighted forces or the lighted energies, and then you hang on like mad. I don't like to make it sound mundane, like faith, because faith without works is useless, means nothing. And faith just to get away with doing nothing is worse than nothing. But you must have faith in self and that connection that nothing, and this does not mean you cannot be flexible, but nothing will pull you away from it. And I don't mean that just, oh, nothing will make me move. That's silliness. That knowingness is within. And it doesn't even have to be verbally expressed. You just know at some level you will not bend. And that's called intent. And that is upon which you and God measure yourself. And you hold to your dream. It's time to dance these dreams awake. This needs to become your reality. And you can grieve over that which was and passes away. And then you institute or any part of our daily lives. And yet there are others out there that share everything they have with us. And does this mean that I cannot tolerate disagreement? Disagreement is the only thing which allows for an interplay so that people can grow. So I welcome it. But no, I don't like anyone to put down anyone else who is trying their best. And you have a professional paper. This man yesterday said, I've got to have more. Where in the world can I get more? Well, of course, we can bury him in them. And I expect already he is. But I don't want to be hard on this one either. Beyond reason, because people must begin to think. And you certainly do not draw flies to vinegar. How dare anyone think they can get sympathetic or wonderful response when you just insulted someone? And I find it quite unacceptable. And the next question is, well, now, what do you think they're going to do? Are they going to go away too? That's up to them. I do not compromise truth. to sell a paper. And let's always keep that in mind. Now, what else do we have to go over? I know it's been several weeks now.
I'm out of goodies.
Anyone else want to have some brilliance? Especially recorded brilliance.
I have a question.
Nora.
I don't give up easy, you know.
If it's about Lem, I don't want to hear it.
No, it's not. Marita and I saw a special display in the sky last night about 5:35 p.m., and I wondered if you'd comment on it. It was looked like a ship or maybe a missile or a satellite or a whatever going
it was
across.
Whatever.
Was brilliant light, and it kind of fizzled out, but before it did, it kind of broadened itself, and I thought I saw a lighted object kind of falling away from it as it ended its light show.
Yes. It had made it to the ocean, so it just went into the ocean. It was a missile. And I think you'll find it was launched from Vandenberg, and it was a remarkable and very pleasurable display. It looked like a comet. That's very much what a shooting star looks like. Now that several of you have seen this, I'll discuss this again. When things are moving that rapidly and giving off these gases or whatever it's giving off, the friction will make it an orange glow. That's heat on the particulate. And part of what you had was the sun having set caused this to look magnificently rainbow-colored in some areas later and as it formed ice crystals and literally became white light, extremely white light. And then as it went on, it was disarmed, if you will. It was destroyed as a missile because its trajectory was incorrect. I don't know what they're going to tell you. Probably it was a wonderful launch. And you got the well, good, Al.
Paper said it was a cluster of five satellites.
Okay.
And it launched successfully.
You could see it falling into the ocean successfully. Because, yes, it did break off, and the contrails stopped. And it fell. But it was over the ocean, so you just, you just lost about $5 billion. They're still trying to spy on poor Saddam Hussein. You can read a credit card from the moon, but you have to go put those flopping U-2 planes over Iraq, and then when they get a little upset and turn off their cameras, how long do you think the U.S. would leave cameras turned on inside, let's say, even the Pentagon? Trouble, trouble, trouble stirring in the Middle East. Hussein is trying to precipitate it. And he's trying to pull the Israelis out of their nest of vipers. And I believe that they're probably going to do it. And there's going to be a very, very strong, very, very strong coalition of African states and OPEC nations, Arab nations. And this is going to be the most horrendous thing that the world will ever have experienced, and you can lay it in Israel's lap. Russia is going to rise again because of China. They are already forming their alliance, and it's going to be hell on this earth. So you better keep your focus on let's build what we can as quietly as far as international concerns are concerned. And let's give some kind of a foundation from which to grow when this thing collapses. Because you have been a Khazarian empire for so long now that you are not even going to understand what happens. You are called Little Israel. You are controlled from the Israeli puppet masters. Only they've all come to your country. And then the others are just greedmongers and power-hungry controllers, such as the George Bushes of the world, the New World Order. And they're going to clash. But you see, the big dogs up here, the power elite, just as they always have and always will, as long as they are allowed to maintain themselves, will pay for both sides. Because there's money in war. There's no money in peace. There's money and power in war. And you're going to have it. And it's going to be ugly. But you can know that Gaddafi and Mandela have formed a brotherhood between Libya and South Africa that is unbreakable. And they have the means and the way and it's going to be ugly. You see, they also know that there is technology already in use everywhere where you don't need oil. Oil is going to be a polluting factor that will be phased out when they get control of the final, most precious key to power. And I'm talking about energy. But they don't have it. We have it. And they can boost my file secrecy rating right on up out of the universe. And they won't get it until we're ready. Anyone else, please?
Commander?
Yes.
I'd like to explain to a lot of people about Hispanics.
Where is it?
Well, people don't realize.
Hello? Well, people don't realize that the word Mexicano is pronounced actually Mexicano. The Aztecs were known as Mexicas or Mexicas. The word Mexicano means in Nahuatl language. In Nahuatl language speaking by Utu Aztecans. And the Utu Aztecans cover from Idaho to the Isthmus of Mexico, from the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean. This linguistic stock at one time was probably one same tribe. So we're all related to the Shoshone, the Comanche, the Hopi Indian, the Aztecs, the Chichimecos, and we go on to the Chumash, Kawasu. We're all a race, one race. You have five great nations, which is, they speak the Musqueam language. But the Mexicano is the biggest Indian nation related as linguistic stock. Thank you, Commander. I just want to clarify this for the people here.
Thank you, Jess. Would anyone like to repeat that? Well, you know, we all come along and we think we're such big dogs. We're talking now, big dogs. I'm talking about big. And when you find out the truth of your history, it is going to blow you away.
Commander, my name is Catherine, and I'm from Los Angeles. I have a TV show that I've been doing the last couple years. And I have this character on the show called Queen Catherine, the Queen of World Peace, and I promote world peace. And I just got a deal to do a movie of this with this character, Queen Catherine. And my whole being is about promoting world peace and goodness and purity and what you speak of. Right before I was beginning the movie, I wrote the movie, I'm producing it and directing it and starring in it, and my brother Richard, who's 43, was found on Tejon Ranch, and they said he committed suicide. My family and I, my sister says, no, he didn't. There's no way. He had gotten in his truck. He was, there was a circumstance that happened that led him, away. He's from the Paso Robles area, but he had gotten his truck, had brought, sleeping bag and all these paraphernalia to, go on a trip. Filled up his truck like he was headed out. Anyway, I talked to the police officer. I went over to, see if I could look at the body. They wouldn't let me look at it. And I talked to the police officer. I said, look, I want you to take prints on the gun. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. It's apparent suicide, absolutely apparent suicide. And I said, no. I said, you're going to take prints on the gun. He took prints on the gun, and he came back saying that there's no prints on the gun. So I just wanted to know if maybe you have any idea what that might be.
Well, you can know without asking me that if you have a man who commits suicide and he's holding a gun or a rifle, he's going to leave prints on it. So you know there is either foul play or at the very least cover-up. So you can guess that there is both foul play and cover-up. Now, what you can do about it in this society, anything positive is doubtful. Because if there was a reason for him to be taken out, it's going to go on farther back into whatever he might have had as involvement. As you move over toward that coastline, there is only one more corrupt county than Kern, and that's San Luis Obispo. So you'll have to, as a family member, find out what his interests were, why he would have gone to that area. But I don't believe that anything short of just natural cause death is suicide. So don't buy into it. It is not suicide. And to explain my reasoning further, once you ever come to understand what you can consider life, this manifestation of physical things around you, and this other environment in which the physical becomes unimportant and it becomes a spiritual, when the spiritual casts off the manifest, that's called death, but it's really life. And I consider this killing of this body to be murder. On the other hand, there has to come a time of transition and a time of choices. And these are the things that I feel are so necessary that you ones begin to understand. Everything is a choice. Everything is a choice. And you will have a spiritual energy watching what is going on if there is a viable body remaining so that it can re-experience or move back, if you will. And once it has discarded any need of this body, it will go on. Many times you will have spiritual energy forms hovering, if you will, waiting to see if a body can restructure itself enough to be functioning. It doesn't necessarily have to be whole. It can be without feet or hands or whatever may happen to it. If it is too destroyed, then the soul will usually leave it, depending on the journey of the soul. What is your job? And are you going to be unable to do your job if you are locked into a body that cannot function? So these are the choices. These are the choices made at the soul level when it decides to depart the body. Many times in accidents and many times in attempted suicides, you will find that the actual suicide person is literally strung out on either alcohol or drugs or something that allows them to build up the courage, because they know that on the other side it isn't going to be as great as they want to perceive. It's not all going to be over, and they know that. So it takes a great deal of false courage to finally pull the trigger, if you will, or to do the overdose, knowing that you cannot return because you're going to have to answer either place. And sometimes when this transition is made, you're going to find a compromised mind, a bit of confusion, someone dying in a state of intoxication, for instance, may be confused for several days before they understand that they're not controlled by that entity anymore. And they will be searching for the rest of themselves. You talk about people. Oh, I'm just searching for to find myself. That's silly in a manifest world. That's very, very feasible in the spiritual world. I'm searching for the rest of me. And I just blew it. I don't even know how I blew it, but I don't have all those faculties I used to reason, to look at things logically. I just now find myself, I just am. And I can't even really get the attention of those manifest people anymore. Or if you have an advanced spiritual being, they will be able to make connections with you. And when you really want to know what happened to somebody, ask them. And they will tell you. Violence, either bestowed upon a being, by another, or by self, they want it told. And they are desperately trying to reach through, and they will cause you, Catherine, just like any other family member, they are nagging at you. Find out, find out, find out. And trust what you receive. If you do not feel it was a suicide, then you can know jolly well it was not. And that energy form is reaching through to try to get you to find out. And you will be in a position, better than anybody, to clear it up, because you're in the profession where you can present stories and see to it that it gets onto a screen and these stories end up being told. Listen, this is also the time of being able to hear everybody. There are no such things as special receivers or psychics any more than you yourself. It is coming into the time of everybody being able to hear, and you have to tune down that hearing aid to make sure you don't hear it. So when something eats at you and nags at you, don't go to sleep. Don't let it become the entire focus of your life. It will drive you mad. But if there was nothing that would merit someone blowing their brains out or taking poison or doing whatever they do, then you can be sure that it's murder, not suicide. And after all, suicide is only murder of self. And this is the day where you don't even talk murder anymore, you talk suiciding. Because that is the method of annihilating your enemy.
Commander, I have one other question.
Yes.
As you have your ships and you are speaking through Dharma and you see a clear picture, do the evil forces also have ships and energy forces that can come in and interfere with the positive forces? Or is it just the elite, powerful forces that are controlling the planet using weaponry and radionics to beam out certain energetic forces to interfere with the positive forces? I mean, I feel like I'm a very, very clear channel, and the more I go into my meditations and my chants and all that I do, you know, I've become more and more powerful and manifesting more and more, you know, my dream and becoming a more powerful force. And, you know, some part of me, you know, sits there and thinks, my God, my brother died right before this film. My sister committed suicide during the film. I mean, has been no death in my family forever. And all of a sudden, you know, I feel like these negative forces trying to come up to stop me. And, you know, that they can't. They won't. There's no way. I will prevail, and I will make a difference in this planet. I will make a difference on this planet. But it's. I just want to know if they also have energetic forces that, you know, can see a clear picture. Oh, look, she's trying to rise. Let's get her.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's lessening. Hilarion has written, I think, the best work on the dark forces, on the dark energies. And you will find that there would be a time when evil would totally control and manipulate the physical environment. And for cycles, the dark energies would be given preferential treatment, if you will. They could get away with a lot of things. And then the Lighted Brotherhood would have an opportunity to counterbalance that. And you're coming into the counterbalancing time. But as you ones who are the gifted ones, and I did not say select chosen ones. You are the gifted ones. You have come back with a message, with a purpose, and of course you're going to be stopped if at all possible. You are fighting the eternal satanic beings. You are confronting right and wrong. It's being confronted. And it will bring fear, threats. You know, we don't like the word torture. So that's what they will use against you. They will use against you whatever is required to terrify you and bring such fear that it immobilizes. And that's when you have to be exactly what you just said. Strong enough, have enough faith that what you believe is so, and that you keep your connections, because if you are receiving, you're receiving from somewhere. Make sure it is from the lighted forces or the lighted energies, and then you hang on like Matt. I don't like to make it sound mundane like faith, because faith without works is useless, means nothing. And faith just to get away with doing nothing is worse than nothing. But you must have faith in self and that connection that nothing, and this does not mean you cannot be flexible, but nothing will pull you away from it. And I don't mean that just, oh, nothing will make me move. That's silliness. That knowingness is within. And it doesn't even have to be verbally expressed. You just know at some level you will not bend. And that's called intent. And that is upon which you and God measure yourself. And you hold to your dream. It's time to dance these dreams awake. This needs to become your reality. And you can grieve over that which was and passes away. And then you